This is gold.
Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's featured chamber is the Elkton Chamber Alliance. And before I get to my first guest, I have the executive director of that chamber, Jessica Price, here. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Justin.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you as
thank
well.
Thank you. How are things going with the chamber?
Great, great. Starting off the new year, we got a lot of new events that we're getting ready for this year. So it's been busy. Came back from break and we're already back to getting ready for all the events. So,
and if people want to sign up for the chamber, there's still time. They can sign up whenever, right?
Yeah, we do calendar year. So now's the time to start signing up for 2020. The fee is based on your members, so we start at $100 and go up to $250.
Okay.
So we try to keep it reasonable. Most of the information is available on our website. You can click on membership information or join and go from there, or just give us a call, email, whatnot, and we'll get you started.
And to make that simple, if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/WHGM Gold, we'll have a direct link to get to the Elkton Chamber Alliance's Facebook page and actual website where you can find out more information. So what do you guys have coming up over there at the chamber?
We are gearing up for two events that we're actually doing on the same day.
Oh.
We do Elkton's own Antique Roadshow. We've been doing that event every 2 years. Basically, we have local appraisers there available, and for $5 per item, you bring a family heirloom or something that you've maybe picked up at a flea market that you thought might be worth something, and they can tell you the value of that.
Wow.
We do try to limit it to about 5 items per person.
Okay.
We have in the past got large crowds, but we pretty much have an appraiser that specializes in every little thing. So it's a fun event. We've had everything from like signed things from Babe Ruth to like gold Bibles. Like it's it runs the gamut.
Wow.
A lot of military items. People have brought in muskets and things like that in the past. So it's really neat just to see what people have hidden in their closets that's been passed down through the years.
Sure. So. Do they need to register for that, or can they just show up?
No,
with
it's
their items?
It's all just show up. It starts at 11. So we'll give you a ticket when you get there with a number, and they just start calling the numbers up and going through the line. So this year we do have a local Girl Scout troop that will be there selling some of their cookies as well. So if you're hungry and you know you're waiting, we have them there to help out.
So that's coming up on when?
That is going to be on Saturday, February 29th.
Okay.
And that is from 11 to 3, and we hold that at the Town Hall, the second floor social hall there. It's 100 Railroad Avenue.
Okay, great. They can find out more information about that on the website.
Yes.
And then what else do you have that
and
day?
And that same day, we are doing the comedy roast of Commissioner Earl Piner. Last year was our very first comedy roast, and I guess fortunate or unfortunate, the mayor was chosen, and it was a blast. We had 5 or 6 different roasters up there.
It was a blast for everyone else.
Yes. Yes, but it really was similar to the roast that you see on TV.
Oh, nice.
And they did not hold back. So we do, you know, mature audiences. But it was a very, very fun event, and it's a blast, and we're excited to keep continuing it. Rob Massimiano, who is actually a current commissioner at the town, he's the one that started them because been a roast master for years. And every year we have the audience vote on who they think should be the next year.
Oh, okay.
So Earl was voted in from last year's audience. So we'll see who gets picked in this year, but tickets are $35, includes the roast show plus dinner.
Okay.
So it's a fun evening, and that'll start at 5 and go till probably 10, because there are 5 roasters, so each one has their segment, plus Earl at the end gets to kind of
give it a little back.
Yeah, give it back. So.
And those tickets are on sale now?
Yes, you can get them from the Elkton Alliance. You can go on Facebook or our website or call the office, but they are $35 a person.
And again, to make that information simple, just go to our page at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get to the proper places for more information. So, Jessica, I do want to thank you for coming on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thanks. It's always a pleasure, Justin.
Thank you. And my first guest this morning is graphic designer and co-owner for Grunge Muffin Designs. I've got Meredith Bowes here. Good morning, Meredith. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. How are things going so far today?
Things are going great.
Cool. And so you're with the Elkton Chamber Alliance?
I am.
How long have you been with them about?
We've been with the Chamber about 2 years since we relocated to Elkton.
And so what have you seen? Would you recommend to other people to take a look at the Chamber?
Absolutely. The Chamber does several events throughout the year. They do different networking events between members. They're always super attentive, and they're just really wonderful and upbeat.
And how long has your business been around for about?
So our business is actually celebrating our 6-year anniversary. Wow. On January 25th.
Wow.
So
happy early
up.
Anniversary.
Thank you.
So from what you see, not that you should live with regrets, but do you wish you joined the chamber earlier?
I do. I think that because of our location, we were previously in Perryville, so we were a little bit further out.
Okay.
So since we relocated, I knew immediately, even before officially setting up shop there, that I would be joining the chamber. So I've long admired what they do.
And so any business that's listening, whether they're new business or been existent, you would recommend to check out the Elgin Chamber line?
Absolutely. I will say that before we almost even had our foot down in Elgin, they were already referring business our way, which was so phenomenal. And absolutely, I recommend them.
And if you want more information, to make it simple, if you go to our page, facebook.com/WHGM Gold, we'll have a direct link to get to the Elgin Chamber Alliance's Facebook page and website, like you said. If you click on there, they'll have a direct link to get you to your website and information, which simply for your website is grungemuffindesigns.com.
Yep.
I would imagine you're not making like muffins with Pearl Jam on it or Alice in Chains or this type of grunge music, right?
Nothing like that. We're just huge fans of the grunge genre.
As am I, but that's not what you guys are doing, right?
Not what we're doing. We're a multimedia studio. We have 6 areas of specialty. We're set up to be a one-stop shop for people who need branding, graphic design, photography, social media, video production, and web design. And all of those things work hand in hand in order to give somebody a fully branded professional appearance, basically.
So if I have a business and I have, an event coming up or something and I want to make a poster, I would reach out to you for that?
Absolutely. So we can do one-off projects for folks, but we can also do everything from the logo up to the website and beyond. And actually for events, we specialize in events as well. We organize a few events ourselves. And so that's something we're really familiar with. And we can think about a lot of the marketing materials you might not realize you need for your event. So
sure. Definitely. Okay. Like having an events page on Facebook or a website or something.
Yes.
You guys think of that stuff.
Yep. We can do online shops, social media management for folks, even setting up ticketing sites. We can get really creative and we can cover a lot of things.
So I have this coming up and I want to reach out to you guys, do you guys charge to have a meeting with you guys? Do you give like a consultation type thing?
There's no charge to have meetings with us, free consultations. I regularly give people analysis. They just come to me and say, what do you think of what I'm doing? And I don't mind giving free analyses, but the projects themselves have a fee.
Sure. Yeah, because you're going to be doing some work there. But if people want to reach out to you, what's the best way to reach out to you?
So they can either call me if people feel a little bit more chatty.
What's the number?
Our phone number is 443-252-2800. And if folks are feeling a little antisocial, they can go right through our website. We do have a request a quote form on our website, as well as just a general contact form that they can fill out. As well, I also have my direct email on the website, or to my husband, his email's on there as well. So,
because you and your husband both run the store, right?
Yep. And we have slightly different areas of specialties. I'm a graphic designer and web designer. He's more on the techie side
with
video production and web development. So if folks feel like they need to reach out to him first, that's fine. If they feel like they can reach out to me first, that's fine too.
And then go directly to the website, grungemuffindesigns.com.
Yep, you got it.
And again, to make that simple, if you go to our page at facebook.com/WHGM Gold, we'll have a direct link to get you to the Elgin Chamber Alliance's Facebook page and website. If you click on there, we'll have a direct link to get you to your website. Where exactly are you located in Elgin now?
We're over on West Main Street. So because we're pretty much an online business and we do a lot of digital things, stops into the office are by appointment only.
Okay.
But we do have an actual office there that folks can come and visit us at if they set up an appointment.
Cool. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so when they go to the website, they can find out different things you have coming up, but you're involved with different workshops too, right?
I do. We have a few workshops coming up at the end of January and into February. All of these workshops happen at the Palette and the Page in Elkton, Maryland. We have a workshop this Thursday, January 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. It's called Business Branding for Beginners.
Okay.
And it's only $25. We have another workshop coming up on February 16th, which is also a Thursday, and it's called Digital Media Kits and Marketing, and that's at 5 o'clock, also a $25 workshop. And then we have another workshop on February 18th at 5 p.m. called Circle Weaving for Beginners, and that's an actual art workshop.
Okay.
Where we'll be teaching people how to do that.
And how long do the workshops last for?
The workshops go about 2 hours each. I think that the Circle Weaving workshop is about 2.5 hours,
okay,
but within the 2-hour ballpark.
So the one that's coming up this Thursday, can people, do they need to register for that?
Great question. Yes. All the sign-up links for these workshops can be found at paletteandpage.com. And that's the Palette and the Page website.
Okay.
They just can sign up for the workshop online.
Okay. So yeah. The first big workshop's coming up this Thursday.
Yeah. The 23rd.
Awesome. So you got that going on. And then I heard you do work with some nonprofit organization?
I do. So I'm actually the organizer of a nonprofit called Delaware Fun A Day. And although it's right over the line in Delaware, there's a lot of Cecil County and Maryland folks and Harford County folks that participate in the event each year. So Delaware Fun A Day is an all ages, all skill sets, non-juried, community-centric art project and show, and it's completely free to participate.
Wow.
The challenge is to try to create something or have fun doing something every day in February, and then find a way to show us what you did all month long at our big show in March.
Oh.
So the sign-up deadline is fast approaching. It's on January 26th at midnight.
Okay.
But anybody can register a theme and then start their project with us on February 1st.
Every day it's something different, a little art project.
Yeah, every day in February. And it doesn't specifically have to be art. It could be if you're really into running and you have routes that you're tracking on an app, but you find a creative way to show us what you did in the March show.
Okay.
Then that becomes art in and of itself.
So. Absolutely. So anyone could really, there's an art there.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want more information about that, is that on your website for your company too?
There is going to be a link on my website, Grunge Muffin, to take people there. But really, they just can go to DelawareFunADay.com, or they can visit us on our Facebook or on our Instagram or Twitter. And it's all just Delaware Fun A Day. So we try to keep it as easy as possible.
And when is the cutoff for that again?
The cutoff, the sign-up deadline is January 26th at midnight. So after that time, we won't be taking new registrations. But we're up to 120 people registered so far. And last year in 2019, we had about 305 people sign up, and closer to 250 actually showed off what they did in the show.
Wow.
So to give you an idea, that was about 7,000 to 8,000 pieces of artwork in the show. We hung it in a day.
Wow.
And the next day was the opening reception. The show was up for 10 days after that. And then the show came down and folks got their artwork back. So it's a huge event, and it's really great.
Well, the big thing is Grunge Muffin Designs, your actual company.
Yeah.
And what's the phone number to reach out to you again there?
443-252-2800.
And you can just go directly to the website grungemuffindesigns.com for more info, right?
Yep, you got it.
Well, I do want to thank you for coming on the show, Meredith. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. And make sure you keep it here. We have the second segment of Chamber Chat coming up with the director for Cecil College Lifelong Learning, John Markey, is next on Gold. And welcome back to the second segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's featured chamber is Yelkin Chamber Alliance. And my next guest is the director of Cecil College Lifelong Learning. I've got Sean Markey here. Good morning, Sean. Thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Good morning, Justin. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate it. How are things going so far today?
Things have been good. We have a lot going on. And I'd like to talk to you about some things that we have.
Cool.
Today, especially, we have an event coming up.
I'm looking forward to hearing from it. And of course, you're with the Yelkin Chamber Alliance, right?
Yeah, great organization. They've been very supportive to us. I've been involved with them for a few years now.
So whether it's a business is starting out or been in operation for a while, you would recommend them for them to check out the Elkton Chamber Alliance?
Absolutely. Please check them out.
And it's a nice way to network too, right? With other people?
Yeah, it's a good way to network. You meet a lot of people. They're all very supportive about different programs, and it's good to help out the community.
And especially with what you guys do at Cecil College. And so you have this program, Lifelong Learning. Can you kind of explain what that is for those that might not have heard of it?
Sure. Lifelong Learning is based on non-credit, non-graded courses. So we have a lot of different things that we offer to the community as far as personal enrichment, meaning interest or hobby classes.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, if you'd like to catch up on computer skills or a language, we have a lot of different things that we offer. We offer over 300 different courses throughout the semester.
Wow.
Each semester. So.
And this is for what ages? Is this for?
Actually, it's for all ages.
It
so
is.
We do offer youth programs, homeschool programs, and adult and senior courses.
And if they want more information, they go directly to a website?
Yeah. At cecil.edu, you can look up Lifelong Learning. You can check out all the different programs that we offer. The course schedule is available online. We also mail it out. So if you like that course schedule, you can email us at learningforlife@cecil.edu.
And to make that information more simple to get access to, if you go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/WHGM Gold, we'll have a direct link to get to the Elkton Chamber Alliance's Facebook page and website. And when you click on there, they'll have a direct link to get you to your stuff going. going on. And so there's a lot going on, including today, right? There's an event happening?
Yeah, today, the Mind Body Spirit Festival. This is our 10-year anniversary for this festival.
And so, it's going to kick off this morning.
This morning, 9 a.m. It goes from 9 to 6 today. We have over 35 workshops that we're offering. To enter the event, it's free for admission. The workshops are $10. But it's a great event. It's also tomorrow from 10 to 4 for the vendors only. But we have a lot going on.
So it kicks off here in a little bit, and so it's free to go check it out, but then there's different workshops that people can check out.
Yeah, a lot of different holistic classes that the vendors and presenters are offering. Many different things. That's available on our Facebook page and website. So if you go to CecilMindBodySpirit.com, you can check out all the different workshops that are offered.
So they can also call for more information, right?
Yeah, for more information, call 443-907-1378 to find out all the different workshops.
And they can always, you can email too, right? Is that a good way?
So the email address is learning4life@cecil.edu.
Okay.
As far as the event goes, we have three floors that are full, over 100 tables of vendors that are offered, and that is free for entrance.
And that's at the Cecil College?
Yep, Cecil College, Elkton Station.
Okay.
Okay.
At the Elkton Station.
107 Railroad Avenue.
So there's three floors that people can check out, right?
Yeah, all three floors, they are completely full, and including rooms and classrooms. So we have a lot going on. It's a fantastic event.
There's camps you guys offer, right?
Yeah, we do a very large summer camp program. We offer over 300 different camp options throughout 9 full weeks of summer.
Wow.
We partner with a lot of different organizations in Cecil County, including the Plumpton Park Zoo, Fairhill Nature Center, Chesapeake Wooden Boat Builders School, Union Hospital, the new Christiana Care Union Hospital, and Bay Venture Outfitters Kids on Kayaks. So we do a lot of different indoor and outdoor activities throughout the entire county.
And what ages are those camps for?
So the age group is 5 to 17.
Okay.
Again, there's so many different options. It's a lot of fun. It's affordable. At our college campuses at Elkton Station in Northeast, we offer free before and after care as well.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the kids can more check out the summer camp options rather than go into the big event going on today, right?
Yeah, that's a big thing for us. So the summer camp will be available online for registration at the beginning of February.
Okay. Because before you know it, summer will be here.
That's right.
It doesn't feel like it's going to be here, but eventually summer will be here.
Yeah,
right?
We're big in planning and getting that into action. So there's a lot going on, and the summer camp program fills up pretty quick. So there are some classes that are in high demand for summer camp. So.
And so if they want more information about the summer camps, they can go to a website for that?
Yeah, cecil.edu/summercamps.
Okay, so that's pretty easy to check out.
Mm-hmm.
But the big event's going on today and continues tomorrow. But if they want more information, they can call you, right?
Yep, again, 443-907-1378 for that. It's going on today if there's a chance of snow. If it's snowing, our snow dates are for the next weekend. So January 24th to the 26th. Just making sure we know that.
And you'll pull us an update on the website.
It'll be available on the website and our Facebook pages. So Cecil College Lifelong Learning Facebook page.
All right. And again, to make that simple, go to our page at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get the Elkton Chamber Alliance's Facebook page and website. And when you click on there, they'll have a direct link to get to that place for more information. And so, Sean, I do want to thank you for coming on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Justin. I appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. And make sure you keep it here. We have the third and final segment of Chamber Direct coming up with the CEO for Federal Direct Tax Services. Steve Green is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the third and final segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's featured chamber is the Elkton Chamber Alliance. And my third guest is the CEO of Federal Direct Tax Services. I have Steve Ream here. Good morning, Steve. Thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. How are things going so far today?
Great.
Good to hear. You're with the Elkton Chamber Alliance, right?
That is correct.
And how long have you been with them about?
This will be my second year.
And so from what you've seen, would you recommend to others to check them out?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this past year, I'm so involved with the Alliance and the Chamber with the events that they had, especially with the Fall Fest 2019, the Halloween parade and trick-or-treating for the kids and the mixers and everything. So, yeah, they're just such great people.
You get a lot of exposure to people you might not normally meet, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And so your business has been around for about how long?
We opened up last year.
Okay.
This will be our second year.
When your business opened up, you joined the Elkton Chamber Alliance right away.
That's correct.
Okay. And so for any new business or any business been around for maybe a while, you would recommend them to check it out?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're going to get more exposure. And there's just so many fun events that you can actually do.
Yeah.
And people do come to your business that way.
If you want more information about your business, you go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get you to the Elkton Chamber Alliance's Facebook page and website. You click on there and they'll have a direct link to get you to your information. And so with Federal Direct Tax Services, it's almost tax time. So you're the person we're going to reach out to you. Why should we reach out to you, Steve, over other people in the area?
Well, as you can see, I brought a lot of documentation
here.
You did.
You've got these certificates here. I see you came prepared this morning.
Yes. I am up to date on all the current laws and the current forms and everything. Where a lot of the other people may not be. Also, my pricing structure is much less than the big conglomerate franchise companies out there.
Because some charge fees and that type of thing?
Yeah. If you see here, I wrote here, a lot of times the other companies don't disclose their total fees and what they're being charged. We actually disclose them to the customers, and they must sign a disclosure of what they're being charged. We believe in honesty up and up. This is what it is. This is what you're being charged. No hidden fees. And when the return actually comes, you're going to get exactly what I'm telling you you're getting back.
Learning and everything you have, when you fill this out, you'll take full responsibility for these tax returns, trying to make sure it goes all the way through and it gets processed and make sure it looks good, right?
Yes, I do. And also, I am actually, for 2020, I am an annual filing season program completion. And what that really means is that if you get your taxes done by us, I can represent you all the way up to an audit.
Oh.
So if the IRS has a question, they can call me directly, or you can just refer them right to me. I pull up your return, and I can discuss it and get things clarified for them if need be.
And that's not too common, right, I would imagine?
It is not. Most people do not go into this program, especially with the larger franchise companies.
They don't need to deal with that, you know
right.
what I mean? When they're that big of a company, I guess.
But, exactly.
You're there to go to bat for someone.
That's correct.
When can people come and check you out now with tax season coming up?
Well, we're actually open now, Monday to Friday, 9 to 9.
Okay.
And Saturdays, 9 to 5. We will be open on some Sundays from 1 to 5, and that'll be the third Sunday of January and the first two Sundays of February. And then after that, if you need an appointment for Sunday, give us a call. We will accommodate you.
Is that the best way to contact you, by calling you?
Yes. I prefer people just to call me or stop in the office.
What's the best number to call you?
It's 667-215-0301.
Want to say that again?
667-215-0301.
Great. And you guys are on Facebook also, so they can look you up that way.
Yes, we are.
And where exactly are you located?
We are located at 213 West Main Street in Elkton. It's the old bargain barn. So when you're coming down the road, look for the red, black, and yellow awning.
And what's nice is that you offer discounts to, like, military members, right?
Yes. We believe in giving back to the community. So we are offering discounts to all military, education personnel, and healthcare workers.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Last year, it was 23%. This year, we're going 25% across the board.
Really?
But we also want to offer that to every client. So if the clients come in and ask for the 25% discount card prior to doing their taxes, we will give them one and they can apply that to our prep fees.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
When they come to see you and they say, hey, we want this 25% discount, they'll get it that way.
We will give them the paper and then it gets stapled to their paperwork and they receive the 25% discount. And with that, that is all season long. We're not going to raise our prices like the big franchise companies do during peak season and then drop them down, and then they offer discounts here and there. We're doing it all year long.
You do this for small businesses, people?
That's correct.
All that, right?
Personal, individual, small business, self-employed. That's correct. We do.
Again, they could check you out in person. When are you normally open?
9 to 9, Monday to Friday, and 9 to 5 Saturdays. Some Sundays, 1 to 5, and by appointment on Sundays.
And as the tax season gets closer, because they have till April 15th,
right? April 15th will be the official last day, but we are also open through April 30th, okay? And by appointment after that. The reason for that is clients sometimes misplace paperwork and they need to get another copy or something. All you got to do is make a phone call to my cell phone. Boom, I'll come down. I'll get you taken care of. Also, one other thing that we do have this year, I am a CAA forensic document trained and preferred by the IRS for those who need a new I-10 or need to renew an I-10. So you can come into my office. If you need an I-10, I can get that taken care of for you. I can review your documents, make copies of it, and you actually get to keep your documents when I send all your paperwork in.
Because normally you don't get to keep those documents, right?
That is correct. If you are not certified with the IRS to do this, then the I-10s have to be packaged up with all their documentation, the originals, and then you're without them for 4 to 12 weeks.
Wow. And with you, you get them back right away.
You get them back right away. I am actually certified and registered with the IRS to take care of that.
And actually, when people come to see you, you have your certificates displayed so people can see them, right?
Absolutely. I've recommended anybody who's going into any place, I don't care where you go, to ask for the credentials. They should have them on hand. If they don't, I'd go the other way.
Sure.
But mine are up on the wall every year that I have to go through it. I put it up there for everybody to see. I have nothing to hide there.
And where exactly are you located again in Elkton?
213 West Main Street.
And what's the phone number to call?
667-215-0301.
One more time?
667-215-0301.
And to make that information simple, if you go to our page, facebook.com/WHGMGold, we'll have a direct link to give the Elkton Chamber Alliance's Facebook page and website. When you go to there, they'll have all that information on that page. So, Steve, I do want to thank you for coming on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. And that's going to do for us here at Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. Until next time, have a great day.